بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We turn to سورة الواقعة. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We turn to سورة الواقعة, and that is chapter number 56, verse 33 we are looking at. Remember, before reciting the Quran Sharif, Allah tells us, فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. When you recite the Quran Sharif, then seek refuge with Allah from Shaitan the accursed. So verse 33, لَا مَقْتُوعَةٍ وَلَا مَمْنُوعَةٍ. So we say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لَا مَقْتُوعَةٍ وَلَا مَمْنُوعَةٍ. Neither interrupted. Remember those fruits? In the previous verse, Allah told us about those fruits. وَفَاكِيَةٍ كَثِيرَةٍ. And a lot of fruits. كَثِيرَة, we said, has two senses. One is plenty of fruits. And two, there will be uncountable variety, categories, kinds of fruits. وَفَاكِيَةٍ كَثِيرَةٍ. You know, when you play this, children have this game, they play general knowledge. So they will have fruits, and you will have to choose a fruit with a different. So they choose a letter, and on that letter you have to choose a place, you have to choose a car name. They have their different categories. Recently they also put names of shops. So names of shops is easy. You want, if you are doing S or you're doing L, or you just add the person's name and you say Muhammad's Delights or Fatima's, they'll have all these names, and they just put, you know, all the restaurants they put, so shops names. So I'm not promoting any restaurants or anything. I'm saying they use these letters, and then you have to think of a letter, or you have to think of a name with that particular letter. So different fruits. These fruits, categories in Jannah, can you compare to the categories in this world? You can't. These fruits, la maqtu'atu wa la mamnu'a, neither interrupted in any season, nor will they be prohibited. What does this mean, maqtu'a? It means the fruits of the supply, some fruits only for this season. You'll see watermelon only for that season. For this season, pomegranates. But these fruits, constantly, all the time, you're going to get it. La maqtu'a. Then, in this world, if you see one season, you enjoy this fruit. And this is why they encourage that eat the fruits and vegetables for that season, for your particular area, because in there Allah Azawajal has placed the nutrients, the nourishment for you lies in those fruits. So you must make sure that you eat the fruits, not transported. You'll see you get these fruits transported from other areas. So constantly they are claiming that, look, we also have fruits. We have this in this season. It's not even the season for it, and yet you still have it. So that fruit, which is for your locality, your location, which grows for that season, there is benefits in it. La maqdu'atu wa la mamnu'a. When you see that these fruits, when Allah says mamnu'a wa la mamnu'a, what does this mean? It means that in this world, they are caretakers. They are appointed to look after gardens. And they stop and prohibit people from picking the fruits. You are not allowed to pick this fruit. So they have that sense of control. Visiting a family member in the past week, you'll see all the beautiful fruits now in the season of spring. Blossoming, flowers, everything coming out beautifully. And different trees producing different fruits. And you never ever imagine that in your own garden you could have all this growing. So that's because it's family. But let someone else from another place come, and say, I want this fruit here, I want this avocados, I want this, they'll say, no, this is restricted for me, my family, those, because of the limited production. So you get this year. But albeit most fruits you will find in the different fruit stores. How they are being grown, that's another question on its own. You can investigate in that. So, mamnu'a. This is the meaning of mamnu'a. Certain gardens, certain places, caretakers will say you cannot pluck the fruits of this particular garden. Now, when it comes further, in the gardens of paradise, there will be no such hindrance. Those who are there, they will be able to pick from them whenever they wish. Wala mamnu'a. This is the meaning of wala mamnu'a. Wa furushim marfu'a, and mattresses of high quality. Wa furushim marfu'a. So when you look at this word, firash, it means bed, it means couch, it means mattress. Marfu'a, lexically, it means to be upraised. It means to be elevated. So the couches could be upraised, elevated. Why? So there could be several reasons. One, because the place itself is high. Two, because the mattresses will not be on the ground, but on the thrones or beds. So there is marfu'a. Because the couches themselves will be thick and of high quality. Some of Assyrian have taken it to be such that in the sense of woman, because it is one of the meaning of firash. Firash is referred to, is referred as firash. Al-waladu lil-firash. See how they use their, look how beautiful they come to this conclusion. Why are they saying it's woman? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used this word and saying for referring to the to that relation. Al-waladu lil-firash. The child belongs to the firash. Firash is in that sense the wife. So this is then, you can connect it using the characteristics of women in paradise, and that is to be coming in the forthcoming verses. So this just strengthens that particular stance. So in this case, the word marfu'a would mean high ranking. Look how beautiful this is. Wa furushim marfu'a. So this firash means, in this sense, we said to you, wife. Marfu'a would then mean high-ranking wives. So one, let's just go through it, summary. We said either is, so firash itself is what? It means that upraised, no, it means couches, it means mattresses, it means bed. Marfu'a means upraised, elevated. So why is it this year? Why are the mattresses upraised, elevated? We said one, because the place itself is high. Two, because the mattresses will not be on the ground. It will be high, like how people we sleep today. So on the thrones, on beds, this is what it will be. Or three, we said to you, because the couches themselves will be thick and high quality. Marfu'a. So one is we keep it as mattresses, then what will mean marfu'a? So we said to you, high, elevated, the place is high, or the other also high quality, thick. So yeah. And then we gave you the other side of it as well. Other Mufassirin have mentioned that Furush means what? It is meaning in the sense of woman. And why do they say this? Because there is a narration that says, Al-waladu lil-firash. The child belongs to the one who shared the bed, the wife, meaning. Al-waladu lil-firash. If you see in previous characteristics, and we are going to see in the next verses that are coming, the women of paradise are described. So this strengthens that. And then we said to you, marfu'a will mean high-ranking women, high-ranking wives. So let's move to the next verse. Verse 35, Surah Al-Waqi'ah. إِنَّا أَنْشَأْنَاهُنَّ إِنْشَاءً. Surely we have created those, a fresh creation. إِنَّا أَنْشَأْنَاهُنَّ إِنْشَاءً. Surely we have created those, meaning those females, as a fresh creation. The word insha, it means to create. That pronoun hunna, insha hunna, inna ansha'na hunna. So insha we say is to create. Ansha. Ansha'na hunna. Ansha'na, that means we created. Hunna, the pronoun is going towards the woman of paradise. So immediately, if you see, there's no mention of woman in the coming verses, or in the previous verses, in fact. However, they have been mentioned in connection with the foremost, in distantly foregoing verses, and that is, if you see verse 22, verse 23. Now, if the word firash in the foregoing verse, that means verse 34, furush, refers to the woman of paradise, then we will say that this pronoun is quite obvious, because we have already referred to it. We've given you the explanation in verse 34. So that made it clear. The mention of beds, couches, thrones, and other delightful items gives the pronoun the context to refer to women. So we have created these women, these women of paradise, in a special way. That is, meaning the hurs. Without being born biologically, the woman of this world will enter the paradise, will also be reshaped in a way that women who were not so good-looking will be made beautiful, young, and graceful. It is mentioned as well in the narration of Tirmidhi, Bayhaqi, on the authority of Sayyiduna Anas radiallahu anhu, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in explanation of verse 35 that the women who were old, the women who were, they had grey hair, or they had features that were not inconsistent with beauty in this world, meaning they will be made beautiful and young in this new creation. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, this is mentioned in Bayhaqi, and mentions that an old lady came and asked Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that she may enter paradise. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in a humorous way, La tadkhulul jannatu ajuz. La tadkhulul jannatu ajuz. The old ladies will not enter into Jannah. Ajuzu la tadkhulul jannah. The old ladies, they won't enter into Jannah. So hearing this, the old lady, she got very upset and started weeping, according to some narrations. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam then explained that she would not be old when she would enter paradise. She would be transformed into a young, beautiful woman. This is then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam recited this verse, Inna ansha'nahunna insha'a. Surely we have created those a fresh creation. See Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's humor as well. So this old lady came, she said, please make dua that I enter into paradise. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in a humorous way, said, oh, ladies, do not enter paradise. So she started weeping, crying. Then Nabi, sometimes to appreciate something, you have to say something else. Now take this, it comes as a relief. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam then says, that old woman will not enter paradise. She will be young, she will be entered into paradise in a young, beautiful woman. In that form. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam recited this verse, verse 35. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا عَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. So this is glad tidings, a form of hope, a source of hope for all old ladies. You will be then beautified again, a fresh creation. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us amongst the inmates of Jannah and not of Jahannam. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.